Turn to God's Word. So if you have a Bible with you, or you have a device with the Bible on it, let's turn to John chapter 15 this morning. John chapter 15 and verses 9 to 17. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command," said Jesus, "love each other." And so, Lord, we just pray as we've read this word together, and as I speak now, Lord, that you would teach us how to love. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're exploring what it means to be the family or the household of God in this series called The Father's House, which concerns not the future house where those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will dwell eternally in the fullness of God's presence, but rather the present house here at CBC as we form one part of the wider body and family of Christ across this world. During the series, we've discovered so far that within the Father's house, we are family. It's tempting to sing the song. We are family. Sister Sledge, is it? We're family with God, our Father, Christ, our head and chief cornerstone, and together we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to encourage one another, and we are to spur one another on. We are to live holy lives in submission to the Lordship of Christ and the pursuit of God's blessing as Christian community. And this morning, my message is very simple. Perhaps the most simple of lessons for us to learn as we seek to be the Father's house. Simply this: we must love one another. The command of Jesus in John 15, as we, the disciples of Christ, seek to remain in him and he in us, is to love each other. Verse 12. Easy, right? It's easy to love one another within the body of Christ. How might we love one another within the church here? Just shout some ideas out from where you are. Time, it's a love language, quality time. Cook a dinner for someone else. Hospitality, what was that, Lynn? Showing compassion. Whoa, now. I heard one over here. Pray for somebody or with somebody. Listen, was that listen? Listen to somebody. Kind words, another love language. Words of affirmation, yes. Smiles, it's a nice smile at someone. Hugs, easy now. I have Anglican roots. It's just a handshake in my experience. Forgive, very good. Forgive one another.
Finance. Oh, that's very generic. Money, that's also quite generic. Give money to one another. Bless one another with our finances. Yes. Help people in need. What was that, Alex, say? Very good. If somebody is missing, find out where they are, how they are. Give them a phone call or send them a card. Pardon? Pray for one another.
Be nice.
Be nice. What's that? Be nice, be generous towards one another. Very good. Be patient with one another. I was preaching on patience in the evening service a couple of weeks ago. Not one of my gifts, patience. What's that? Share the gospel with one another, encourage one another. Fantastic. Well, let me offer you just some brief suggestions from Scripture. Those suggestions are already so helpful. Three suggestions. We should forgive each other. We can love one another with forgiveness. Jesus instructed within the prayer that he taught us to pray, if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Secondly, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12 that we should suffer with one another and rejoice with one another. He writes, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. I think this is a fabulous passage of Scripture. Corinthians 12 has always been significant for me and a blueprint, if you like, for being church. But even this morning, we were able to rejoice and celebrate in the gift of new life. We were able to suffer with Arlene as she gives thanks to God for her mother and our friend Jean. And then thirdly, words again from Paul in Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Sounds easy, doesn't it? But goodness, that's a challenge. Value others above yourselves. Challenging. All of those three things are challenging. I want to make it simple this morning by saying that Jesus just offers us one suggestion as to how we might love one another. Jesus, in his command, puts it quite simply in verse 12 of John 15. He says, love each other as I have loved you. So how has he loved us? How has Jesus expressed his love towards us? Well, Jesus tells us himself. In verse 13, he goes on to say, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. One Bible commentator puts it like this. The command to love is given by one who has himself done everything that love can do. So Jesus not only stepped down from the glory of heaven, Jesus not only humbled himself, took the very nature of a servant, became man, but he suffered, died, and was buried so that we can know God, receive his love, and inherit the promise of everlasting life. His love was sacrificial. His love was costly. His love was not just offered in words, but offered in actions. Jesus not only said, I love you, but in his death on the cross, Jesus said, I love you through action. So how are we to love as he has loved us? How are we to be sacrificial in our love towards one another? How are we to offer a love that is costly, not just financially costly, but costly in our attitude towards one another, in our generosity. Costly even in a smile when otherwise we might want to offer a frown. How might we share the same love that Jesus has shown towards us, towards one another? Do I believe the first and simple way in which we can seek to love one another is to know this love and receive it for ourselves? If we do not know the love of Christ, if we do not receive the love of Christ, which is given to us, then we cannot give it out. And so, this morning I want to encourage us to consider again what this love of Christ looks like. Consider again what God has done for us. Consider again how much he loves us. Because perhaps the depth of his love for you has been forgotten. Perhaps the depth of your love has been washed over you as you attend church week in, week out. You've forgotten the depth of God's love for you. And so this morning I want to give you a taste of the Alpha Course, which has been a huge blessing, well, to me personally, but I think to us as a church. You can read about it in our update this week. But I want to show you some of the video talk that we showed at Alpha last week. And this session explores the reasoning behind Christ's death on the cross. And it reminds us again, reminds us afresh, how deep the love of God towards us is. And helps to remind us what love God has shown us that we might show one another. Let's have a look. Thanks very much, John.